Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we try to make Black people feel seen. Please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only because we are 5-star bitches. Word to Yo Gotti. I'm your host, Sequoia, and today joining me to talk about Ariana Grande, we have two very special guests, Toyin and Folake. Toyin, Fol, do you want to introduce yourselves?
I mean, hello. My name is Folake Aina, real life sister of seven, jack of all trades, master of all trades. And I'm just your average everyday girl, really.
Okay, period. I'm Toyin. I don't have no fancy intro. I just got off work. I'm hot. I'm sweaty. Let's get to it.
That's the intro. Okay, that's that on that. And Toyin just got married, y'all. That's another thing. That's another thing about Toyin.
Period.
So, very cool. Okay, so I prepped y'all for this podcast a little bit. Before we talk about Ariana Grande, we have In My Defense. In My Defense is a segment where we bring one of our controversial opinions and we defend it for you all. Y'all, did y'all bring something to defend? I'm excited. I know this is about to be problematic as hell and I love it. I stan. I love it.
I literally just realized. I don't know. I'm very, very very biased when it comes to Ariana Grande. For reference, I've been to every single one of her tours. And I've been a fan of hers since Victorious. In my eyes, there's nothing she can do wrong. There's nothing that she could do wrong. I'm sorry. That's my problematic fave.
Fair.
What's yours? Did you bring one? Don't cancel me, I promise.
But I feel like Bad Baby's music is not, I've heard worse. Like, I feel like if Bad Baby wasn't known for what she was known for, because some of her music, some of her verses, low key, she'd be eating low key, like very low key.
What?
Like, very, very low key. Some of her verses, I'm like, okay, like, but she has a ghostwriter, obviously.
Yeah, so, but I mean, I'm saying, I feel like if she wasn't known what she was known for,
no,
I feel like at the end of the day, with the right resources, anybody can become a star. So you can't say, oh yeah, but she has a ghostwriter. Oh yeah, but she has this. That there's no but. That's the magic that right there. Magic. Like,
right.
That's the magic right there. So I don't
and
think
if
that
because she's literally seen as a joke. So it's like once you're deemed corny, that's it. Nobody's like you're not coming out of that. And once they deemed her as like, okay, you're corny, you're a joke. People just aren't going to give you a fair chance. Like, I'm sorry, but that's it. I'm not saying I'm bumping her music all day or I'm playing it at my wedding, but I'm like, I mean, listen, and I'm like, dang, her ghostwriter low key kind of ate.
Didn't she walk down the aisle to Gucci flip flop?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Fol, okay, let's not tell what you did at the Christmas party because
I don't know what she's talking about. Anyways, this is not FaceTime.
Wow.
Okay.
We're not getting.
Let's keep it professional.
Party I'm confused. Y'all got details.
I literally don't know what she's talking about. That's the crazy. I literally don't know.
So nobody watches SpongeBob.
Oh, that was a SpongeBob. Oh, I do. Yes, I do. Yes.
Wow, it's so awkward when you make a SpongeBob joke and nobody gets it.
That was a SpongeBob joke.
Yeah, real ones know.
I do recall that. Okay, that's fair. I did not bring In My Defense this week. I kind of did, but not really. My In My Defense and my song of the week are the same this week. I feel like Shut Up by Ariana Grande is underrated and I will hear nothing else about it. Well, okay, don't make that face. I will hear nothing else about it. I'm tired of the haters. I'm tired of the haters trying to say Shut Up is Disney and Shut Up is silly and it doesn't give like that. It very much gives. Ariana deserves more for that song. She said, I vibrate high in my circle lit. That's a bar. That is a bar. And that is a bar.
In a sense. No, that song is not good. It's just not good. Like no, because coming from somebody, I can listen to like 4 non-Ariana Grande songs before I just have to go right back to her discography. That song will never be on the roster.
Well, okay.
That song will never be on the roster.
I just want you to be a hater for a second. I just want you to stop. For a second.
There's so much better songs.
There are. Hey, now there are, but that one is good. That one is good. Okay? And I will have it.
You probably like The Light Is Coming Too, huh?
Absolutely abhor it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skip it every time.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if that's your
taste. I can't believe you would compare them damn songs. I can't believe she had the audacity to put out The Light Is Coming. That shit is ass.
That's how I feel about Shut Up. And usually She's so good at album intros. Like, go back to My Everything, go back to Yours Truly, all that. Dangerous Woman, her intros, she ain't never missed. Shut Up, I'm sorry, but she dropped
her
the ball
intros and her
up.
Outros. They both be giving them last
she
songs.
She knows how to make a project.
Yeah, them last songs be smacking me crazy.
She knows how to make a project. It's not the middle. It's the beginning. Like how you start your whole discography with Honeymoon Avenue. Like what? Like no. That's actually crazy to me.
Do you identify with the term Mocha Grande? Is that you? Would you call yourself that? Would you refer to yourself
yeah,
as
Yeah, sure.
Yes, that's you.
100%.
I'm glad that we have one of those. Toyin, would you identify as such?
You know what? I'm more of like a mainstream Arianka fan. Like, I like more of her like mainstream music. I'm not really like an Aria fan. I do love me some Ariana Grande, but I was more of a Christina Aguilera kind of gal. Not really so much Miss Ari, but I do
Christina
love
Christina is like a mother figure for Ari, vocally wise. You know, she's...
No, the girls were not touching...
She tried.
The girls were not touching Christina, especially in her back-to-back or back-to-black era.
Back-to-black era, yeah. Stuff.
But the girls were not touching Christina, like, at all.
Well, like I said,
at the time, no, they weren't. But Ariana and Christina Aguilera are like two completely different like time frames.
They
like
are.
Christina was 2000s. Ariana is like what? Didn't get popped until what? Like 2010, 11? Like you just can't compare the two.
I'm going to say something that some people are going to call me crazy for. The only legends that Ariana Grande can't touch is Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. Anybody else? Anybody? Actually, maybe add Adele. Anybody else Ariana Grande can go bar for bar with?
I'm going to say something that's going to get me canceled on my show, and that's fine.
Oh, my.
I've been canceled by the internet before. You niggas will not suppress me. I feel... Am I really about to say this out loud? Yes, I am. I feel that Mariah Carey has a falsetto that carries her. And everything else is kind of mid. I feel that Ariana's entire vocal range kind of gives, whereas Mariah has those whistle notes and that falsetto that's like, damn, like most people can't do that. But everything else is just kind of like, man, I could do without it personally.
Ooh, child.
I was gonna say
they come.
You forgot about the whistle notes. That's a crazy one. I don't agree, but I can't argue with that. But I can't argue with that. I'm probably more biased because Mariah Carey's songs too good. They have a chokehold on me. So I just can't give her that analysis. I can't throw dirt on Mariah Carey.
I wouldn't throw dirt on Miss Mama's. But I do think Ariana Grande sings a little bit better than her overall.
She's people underestimate her vocal range because of her bubblegum pop discography. That's just how she pays her bills, y'all. Y'all need to look up her live notes, how she remixes everything for her live performances. That's when she really shows her talent. People don't know.
That's really the bottom line. I feel like I'm in the middle, y'all, too. Like, I'm not just for the commercial Ari, but I'm also not as deep as Folake. I came into the Ariana, like, world around... What's that album before Thank You Next? What's that one? Sweetener. Sweetener is when I got it. So before that, I'm like, man, I was kind of paying attention at Dangerous Woman, but not really. But anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Song of the week. Did y'all bring a song, an Ariana song, that y'all wanted to discuss this week?
Wait, I didn't get to.
Oh,
do
you
mind?
In your defense? Oh, what is
no.
it? I thought it was that. I thought you
okay.
did. What was it?
Oh, no. That was just adding on to you guys' conversation. Okay. So mine is... Wait, it doesn't have to be about music, right?
No.
Okay, so mine is, I don't think it was the craziest thing in the world, but she licked that donut. I don't.
You know what? And that's fair because at the time, we hadn't had.
They crucified.
You know, they really
her.
Crucified my girl. We hadn't had Donald Trump as the president yet, we hadn't had COVID run around this bitch. And so we've now experienced much crazier things that make a donut lick look a lot less severe.
Well, it's kind of like this. Like, Ariana had a really good, like, public image. So as soon as they found something negative to get her for, they took it and they just freaking ran with it. Like,
Y'all crucified her.
Based on that video, we can't even tell if her tongue connected to that damn donut. She like literally like...
Right. And then it was the combination of her saying, I hate America after, which she got crucified for until people were like, wait, she has too. A point.
Right. Wait a minute.
Yeah. But she was ahead of her time. I don't care.
No, she's ahead of her time. 100%. Hey, I think you're definitely right. Okay. I didn't realize that you hadn't done one yet. And that was it. That's a good one. I like that one. That one's solid. Song of the week. What y'all got?
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. 3 times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
Song of the week for Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to have to be Every Time.
Okay. I like that one.
It came on. Well, that was already like a fave of mine, but it came on for the first time in a minute and I forgot, like, she put her whole... I can't... Can we curse
her? Pussy her whole pussy. Yeah.
She put her whole pussy in that song, like... Whoa, yeah, that's a good one. No, I'm sorry, that's a good
let
one.
Let me tell you, I don't know if this is Ariana's song, but Rule the World with 2 Chainz, the rent was due, the lights were about to be shut off, the shut-off notice,
I don't know if I know that
quit,
one.
Eviction notice, the repo man was outside when she made that song. That song is so slept on.
Okay, there's a story behind it. So remember when 7 Rings came out and everybody accused her of stealing, there was like 5 different accusations
right.
of
yes.
flows.
Yes.
And 2 Chainz was the one... 2 Chainz was the one that she was like, I give you that. Maybe we kind of did bite right. off you a little bit. So then she was like, let me give you some vocals, though. And then they made a song together, which is Rule the World.
I love that.
So I don't know if you've heard it. Then.
I have heard it, but I don't know it. I know that I have heard. I know I've heard it, but I don't know it for real.
That song is so slept on, like so slept on.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to it. But yeah, there were so many allegations after Thank You Next came out. Seven Rings came out. Who came out with it? It was that one girl. What the hell is her name?
Princess Nokia.
Princess Nokia came out. Soulja Boy came out. The girls was doing too much.
It was a lot. There were many, many.
They were doing much too much.
But she beat the allegations. She beat the case. Aha. That's all 12 jurors not guilty.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. And she did. Speaking of beat the allegations. Is Miss Mama's ever beating the Blackfish allegation?
No, and I knew that we were going to talk about this.
We have to. We have to.
So, okay, it's time to defend your client.
I'm sorry. I don't care.
She said, I don't care.
Attorneys take stand. Well,
okay. I don't know what... No. The internet is forever. I don't know what to say.
Why do I feel like I can see you blushing, like, actually?
I swear I'm sweating right now.
Yeah, you weren't prepared to talk about this, huh?
Oh no.
I can jump into it. If you want me to jump into it first, you can follow up.
Go ahead.
Okay. Paula K is real stressed right now, y'all. If y'all can see Paula K's face, she's real stressed. Okay. Miss Mams is never beating the Blackfish allegations. I thought she was. I thought she was for a minute until she started Asian fishing. And then I said, oh, wait, she wasn't simply a white girl who like grew up listening to these artists.
She's Italian.
And like whatever.
She's Italian.
I said, baby, what's the dust that? Well, okay, that's dark white.
She's
that's dark white. Okay.
She's Italian.
That's spicy white. All right, she got a little
seasoned
olive oil in her mayonnaise.
Olive Parmesan. No, she's Italian. She's Italian. Please.
Sicilian at that. But I said, oh, Miss Mance is really not beating these fucking allegations. How is she Asian now? I thought I was really willing to give it to her. I said, okay, you know what? this is type of music she grew up on. That's why her voice sounds like that. She has these black friends. She hang on Victoria Monet. That's why her voice sounds like that. Her skin is dark because she's Italian. Her hair is like that because this is just the culture that she be in. She dated Big Sean. She dates rappers. You know what I mean? Like, you actual rappers.
It makes sense. It made sense.
Like, I mean, it's just seemed like what she's around. But when Miss Ma'am suddenly was Korean, I said, oh my God.
She never said nigga, though. She never said
nigga.
She never said it.
And so I don't give a fuck personally.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's all I'm going to say. She won't beat the allegation, but I don't care if she does or does it. That's it.
Listen, I don't think that she's done anything overtly harmful. And that's just my opinion. Thank you, guys.
That's my opinion.
However, I will not discourage people from having the conversation because there are things that people have brought up that I understand and it's useful to have these conversations, but me personally, the music is too good. That's, you have to enjoy life, guys. You have to enjoy this thing. There's only so much.
All right.
In this life, there's only so much.
Closing statements. Attorney Fole, okay.
Wrap it up, okay.
There's only so much in this life that we can enjoy. Let me have Ariana Grande. Thank you. You're welcome.
Stop. The jury is ready to proceed. Meeting adjourned. The court is dismissed for recess.
Toyin, you think Miss Ma'am beating the Blackfish allegations?
You know what? I really do not know much about that. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not really into that. I don't really follow really much of what she does. I like more of the messy drama. Like the Chris.
She says it's not messy enough.
It's just not messy enough. I'm sorry. It's not. Like, I need drama. Like Krishan and Blueface drama. Said, like, I need the ghetto.
You bitches is petty. Y'all drama, worried about the wrong
the cursing,
thing. It's not ghetto
the
enough.
The world star. Yeah. No, it's not intriguing enough. I just scrolled right past it.
Didn't have enough flavor.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was not enough flavor.
No,
man.
So okay. I just.
And that's fair. So none of us care is the bottom line.
And let me just say this, okay? A lot of these pictures of Ariana Grande with a tan that y'all use as evidence be edited down to the ground through the roof.
They do.
Because half the events that she shows up at, it's this one picture that I have in my mind. If you're an Ariana Grande fan, you know exactly the picture I'm talking about. If you Google the event that she was at and look at the Getty, it's nothing like that. To me, there are no verifiable photos of her with extreme tan. There's only edited down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Y'all be trying to make the Kim K comparisons and y'all about to piss me off. Don't do that. Kimberly really be out here trying to use black outrage as a marketing tactic.
Thank you. Throughout her entire career. She has appreciated black culture, given credit where credit is due. She employs black people. She makes black women the focus of her performances. Black women be in the studio. She be handing out checks.
Checks. Reparations, if you will. Let's start there.
Yeah. Ariana Grande knows where to put her money at. Let's just say that. Right. And she does not use black outrage as a marketing tactic. That's just a girl from Florida. Okay? Y'all know people from Florida are a little weird. Okay?
Where's she from? Boca Raton?
Florida? Boca Raton, which is like the
most... Babes is a Florida man. Yeah. I hate that for her. Yeah.
But she's Italian.
That's the one thing we can't take. That's the one thing we gotta give to the internet, the Ariana hater. She is from Florida. That is a problem. But that's fine. Do y'all remember in the interview when she said that her last name was actually pronounced Grandy?
Mm-hmm. And not Grande? Exact saying.
Yes. And then she was getting dragged because people were like, oh, so you were Latina fishing. Like, you was trying to be Latina by calling yourself Grande instead of Grandy like it is. It's always something. They won't let the girl live.
But does that even make sense, though?
They won't let my babe live.
Because her reasoning was basically like, people just said that and I just kind of got tired of correcting them.
Right. She said people just said Grande and I was like, whatever. Sure. That's like Rihanna. Rihanna's name is Rihanna, but she don't be running around correcting everybody every time they say Rihanna.
They come for me too with that one.
And
so
me.
It's
they
like,
come for all of us. Literally like all of us.
It's just a hot mess.
They do for what?
Yes, for saying that I like whitewash my name. It's a whole conversation. Yes. So I just tell people my name is Fo.
Oh, interesting.
Very strange.
People doing a lot. How are people gonna tell you about your own motherfucking day? Stop. People be doing too much. People be doing way too much.
Way too much.
Okay, moving on. Which album had you become an Ariana Grande fan?
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we'll have to help me with this one. What's the one album that Baby I is on?
What album is that?
That's her first album. First album is pretty much, and I was like,
but you probably heard me playing her, to be honest, because even like my little brother is like Ariana Grande, like the chances are you probably heard me playing her.
I don't remember that. I cannot confirm or deny that, but
that's right. You just don't want to admit. No. You just don't want to admit that you gossiped it from me. That's no. All. Just okay. Right. No. Whatever.
Anyways, I remember where I was at when Ariana Grande released her first single, which was The Way with Mac Miller. I literally was in class. I said, y'all, I gotta put my headphones in. Some heat just dropped. Like, I've been there since the beginning. Literally hypnotized.
Actually, I want to admit that you did put me on, but now I remember how I remembered Ariana. You guys remember the show MTV Jams? And they would just play music videos. That's where I first turned it on. And then I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. She hit that note. Yeah, she hit that note in The Way, and I was like, wow.
She came in strong with The Way.
Really strong.
Like, hot. Even if you started liking Ariana Grande, like, for example, you said that you became a like really huge fan with like Sweetener, Thank You, Next, you still knew about The Way. Everybody knows that song. Whether you were here for that middle end, it doesn't matter. You know The Way. Like,
The Way is a fantastic song. Now, I couldn't understand what Miss Mama was saying because she had a severe case of that damn peanut butter mouth or whatever they called it on the internet. I'm glad she got that speech impediment taken care of. But The Way is fantastic. That was absolutely a out of the park first single. Never seen anybody come off with a harder first
single. I need to go off topic. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. Now that I look back, Mac Miller was like my whole high school. Like, now that I look back, I'm like, it really like doesn't resonate with me that he's actually no longer with us.
No, it really was. I was at an airport in 2017 and my brother was like, I was with my brother coming back from Vancouver and he looked at his phone. He was like, oh, Mac Miller died. My brother was so shocked by how I reacted, ugly crying immediately in the airport.
That was sad. He was sad.
Like, what the fuck? Did you know him? I was like, no.
The energy in the air was like weird that day. Like, that was a really sad day. Like, it was just weird.
Right.
Because I was like my high school, like Mac Miller, Wiz Khalifa, Wake and Bake, Kush and Orange Juice, like the cool kids. Like, that was like, so when I was just like, dang, like, that's sad.
No, that was my high school too. What year did you graduate high school, Toyin?
Why? No, I'm just kidding. let me think.
I'm leaving my own podcast. Let me hang up.
I think I graduated in 13. Graduated high school in 2013 is crazy. Wait, you said?
Well, okay, don't do this right now.
Leave my own podcast.
Did y'all hear her start to talk about graduating high school in 2013? It's fucking crazy. And then I said 2012. She tried to embarrass me on my own show, and I'm not about to have this right now. When did you graduate high school, Folke?
At the modest, young, fertile age and year of 2016.
Baby, I graduated college in 2016. Please, please.
You are not that far behind.
Yeah, no, that was yesterday. You fresh out. You fresh
first
out the placenta.
First day out, T-Grizzly.
You're new.
First day out. Hella young.
Very fresh out. Wow. I can't believe she tried to come for me on my own show like that. I'm embarrassed. Okay. So you got in at the first Ariana Grande album, Toyin. Where'd you get in? Well, okay, I feel like I don't even have to ask the first one, right?
I was waiting for the first single. Like,
you was waiting for the first single because you got in at Victorious.
Mm-hmm.
I also got in at Victorious. I really like that show. I feel like I was a little too old to be watching it. It was like the last thing I watched on Nickelodeon.
It was genuinely funny. Like, that was a good show. I never watched that.
It was a good show.
I was more of a Disney gal. I was never really watching Nickelodeon.
I got into Nickelodeon a little bit. I like went back and forth. Disney started to have too much of a moral at the end of every show. Like Hannah Montana was very much giving, oh, what did Miley learn this episode? And Victorious was never giving that. And neither was like iCarly or anything of the sort. They were just making shit to make shit. It never had a moral, which I appreciated.
It was that one man, I won't say his name, but y'all know who I'm talking about.
Dan Schneider, the feet man, the bad man.
He's a bad man, but he knows how to make a show. He knows how to make a show.
I couldn't believe he made literally all them damn Nickelodeon shows. Like, I was rewatching them recently. I was like, damn, Dan Schneider made this too. And this one, and this one, and this one, and this one.
Everything was always genuinely funny. Yeah.
And y'all just kept letting that man around kids. That's crazy. I can't believe y'all just kept letting that man around kids. It's crazy. The audacity. Yeah. Victorious is really the shit, though. The music on the show was so fucking good. And it was clear to me from the start that Kat was carrying the girls vocally. And Jade, she did that one duet with Jade. And I was like, this is the best song. Hold on. This needs to be a top 40 song, period. They need to put this one.
Jade didn't get the recognition she deserved. She really didn't.
You feel like Jade didn't get what she deserved?
She did not. She did not get the recognition she deserved.
What happened to her? Is she around? Like, she do stuff? She
I think
music?
she's still an actor. She's, like, on a show currently. Mm. Yeah, they're both, like, Broadway trained. Mm-hmm. When I found that out, I, like, respected both of them as actors as well. Like, way more. Yeah, Tori Vega, she was cute. Like, not too much on Tori, because y'all like to do her so dirty. And I see Sequoia's face right now. She's about to do her so dirty. Not too much.
Baby, you know what? I won't be too mean. The lead should have been different.
But you know what? Is Ariana Grande that good of an actress that she should have had the lead?
I didn't like Kat's character.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's ever acted. I don't know if I've seen her act in anything else. Yeah, no, I don't think I've seen her act in anything else, but I didn't like Kat's character like that. I was like, this is a really annoying person. So maybe if she had playing Tori's character, it could have gave, but I can't get past the annoying childish thing.
I feel like when people talk about that show and they talk about how Kat and Jay deserved more, I think they're saying because they have obviously a wide vocal range compared to Tori Vega or Victoria Justice. For sure. But can they act like Victoria Justice? Well, Jade can, right? But could she have done Tori Vega?
But was Tori Vega even an interesting character? She was like the worst character on that damn show.
She was like, she had that nice girl vibe. Like if Elizabeth Gillies came as Tori Vega, I don't think it would have gave a Girl Next Door.
It would have gave Edge. Tori and I
Vega,
prefer a mean
for
girl.
What they gave her, was cute. I think everybody was in their respective characters in that show.
That's fair. That's fair. They did what they needed to do with that
show. They did what they needed to do.
That's it. And I had a good time with it. Okay, now, both of y'all, I'm going to have y'all rank Ariana Grande albums. Just three without knowing what's coming next. Have y'all seen that trend on TikTok?
Mm-mm.
Okay, there's a trend on TikTok where like there's like a randomized generator above the head for a filter. And it could be Disney Channel original movies. It could be food items, like whatever. We're going to do it with Ariana Grande albums. I'm going to randomly name one album and you rank it from 1 to 3 without knowing what's coming next. So it could be something better coming next. It could be something worse coming next. But try to rank it 1 to 3 without knowing what's coming next.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. First up, Dangerous Woman.
Number one.
Number one.
And I've always said
that.
You're
putting that on number one. Nothing better.
There's nothing better. And I've always said that. So I made a note. I said, if she says Dangerous Woman is number one, there's nothing else that could take that spot.
Wow. Yeah. I'm shocked by that.
I'm going to play it safe and go, that's number two.
Okay. 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 I like that. My everything.
I'm going to say number three. Nostalgia almost got me with that one.
Oh, what's the album cover on that one? Is that the one where she's sitting on the stool?
She's, for like three albums, she's sitting on a stool. Like,
that's very true. She is sitting with her legs up. She got the heels on, her legs up. And it has Problem with Iggy Azalea on it, Break Free with Zed, Best Mistake with Big Sean, Bang Bang with Jessie J and Nicki.
Okay, I'm going to go number three.
Yeah, I don't think you know this album like that.
I do know that album. I just don't know her album covers. Because, like, when she came out, like, I was still downloading. I got to have Apple Music. Like, I was downloading music from YouTube, MP3 converter. Like,
And what was I doing? I was giving Ariana Grande my hard-earned coins, and I was buying her albums on iTunes because I needed her to have pay rent, and I needed her to keep the lights on. Every other song I downloaded illegally, Ariana Grande, she had to get my money. She had to get my check.
She had to get your coin.
She had to get my check.
She had to make sure. You had to make sure a girl was getting paid. That's mm-hmm. very fair. I like that she was committed to that from the jump. Okay, so Toya, you still have number one open, right? And Fola K, you still have number two open?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let me see. What do I feel like is a hard one? I feel like I know my face, but I don't know y'all's face, so I know what's hard for y'all. Let's say Sweetener.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
We can't switch?
No. You just got, so yours is going to end up at number two for you and number one for you, Toya, and that's it. But what's your thoughts? What's the thought?
Okay, so my order was number one, Dangerous Woman, number two, Sweetener, and number three, My Everything. I'm actually not, I would have put Sweetener as number three.
You would have put Sweetener number three?
Had I been able to switch, I would have put Sweetener as number three. Sweetener is a good album, but she's not the girl that people make her out to be. And I hate to say it. I think that's the one album. Also, I feel like where Ariana Grande put her vocals in the closet and said, let's keep the high notes later.
Yeah.
Like, she does not hit any really like real high notes in that album besides Every Time. Like, every song is, like, super chill.
I mean, I guess you're right.
And me, I like a ballad. I like a ballad. My Everything and Dangerous Woman are full. Those are her best ballads.
Okay. You're a ballad, babe.
I'm a ballad.
Okay. Got it. And Toya, your list is now... What's your list?
Sweetener number one. I think My Everything was number two?
Yes.
What was the third one?
What the hell was the third one? Oh, Dangerous Woman.
Sweetener will be my least favorite. I think I only listened to one song on the album, and that's Breathe In. Because when I hear Breathe In, I feel like, you know, tomorrow sees better days. Like, it's giving inspirational. It's giving put your head up. You know, that's not the only song that's on the album.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. I am shocked. Sweetener is literally my favorite Ariana Grande project by like a long shot.
And it won a Grammy. It's a lot of people's favorite.
It's my favorite album cover.
It is fantastic.
She was giving on the album cover.
I like the album cover too.
The vocals, the tracks.
But to be fair, she don't be giving on her album covers like that in the first place. So
she's not a server.
It wasn't hard to really give. Yeah, she don't be serving like that. Get Well Soon, though, that closing song didn't do nothing for y'all.
I know it did. Get Well Soon is a
That's my
banger.
Shit. That is my
Get Well
shit.
Soon is a banger. I will say, there's not a single Ariana Grande album that I dislike. I just like some more than others, but I feel like Sweetener, it doesn't have the full emotion. Like, there's actual skips on this album, and that's what bothers me about it. Like, I'm looking at the track list. Raindrops, obviously, that's a good intro, but it's not really something you need to really listen to. The Light Is Coming. God is a woman, depending on the day. Sweetener can actually get skipped. Successful can actually get skipped. I like these songs, mind you. I like them, but, you know, No Tears Left to Cry can actually get skipped.
Well, okay. You have to go outside. You have to go outside. I'm sick.
No Tears Left to Cry can actually get skipped. And Pete Davidson.
Oh, and Obsessed with That One.
All good songs. But there are some albums, like, for example, Dangerous Woman. Chances are any song that comes on, I'm not skipping it. So that's how I rank my favorite, because I know there's skips. I'm sorry.
That's fair. And you know what? I really just wanted Ariana to stand up behind naming the actual song Pete Davidson. Babe, please.
She was in a dark place.
Please. She was. She actually was in a dark place at this time. Like, she literally was in a dark place. But like, baby, don't. It's cemented in history. You got this nigga name on the album permanently. You can't change it. I hope you got a tattoo of you somewhere.
I think he does. I think he has a couple.
I'm pretty sure he does. He does that. He does that shit. Don't he got Kim's and her kids' names tattooed right now? Weird. Okay, if I had to rank, I think, well, now I know, so it's not fair, but I'm gonna rank them anyways. Sweetener is obviously number one. Dangerous Woman, number two. And My Everything, number three. Mostly because I don't really know My Everything like that. But the other, I liked, she was percolating for me around Dangerous Woman. I was like,
Dangerous Woman is good. When Dangerous Woman hit the streets, that was 2016. It was 2016, and it was the same time Drake dropped whatever album is Controller. Views.
Views. It was my favorite Drake album as well. Same. Yes.
Like, the music was, summer 2016.
Something about 2016.
It was just too good. It was just too, yeah. Isn't Dangerous Woman Side to Side?
Yes, I think so.
Side to Side. Yeah, everything. She was really in her bag. She had the bangs. Even like her and Mac Miller's relationship was like at its peak there. Like 2016 was just for music, for everybody, too good.
It was a good time. We took it for granted. We didn't even know music was about to hit a ditch the way it did. I haven't really liked music in 2016 was so good all through and through. And I have not seen a year like that since.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Hate to see it.
I actually disagree with that. Like, we haven't seen a year like that. People were dropping some good music during quarantine.
I feel like quarantine music.
You disagree?
Like what?
Some quarantine music was kind of eight. I think I only like it because it just brings me back to such a, like, a nostalgic, dark time. And it's like looking back at like how we made it out of that. It's like certain songs that I hated on TikTok, but I would literally scroll past that, and now I listen to it and I'm like,
actually, maybe not quarantine, but right before it, because there were so many tours that were canceled because of quarantine, and those were some of the, like, those were some good albums. I remember, like, Dua Lipa.
Oh.
Exactly. Dua Lipa was going to go on tour in 2020. Like,
and I saw her.
There was Burna Boy.
In 2021.
Seeing.
Or 2022.
I was there.
Fantastic.
Sequoia.
Fantastic.
Did you forget?
No, you was right. Yeah, yeah, I saw you.
I was there. We saw each other at the concert.
Remember JT had not been out for that long, so City Girls had dropped that album?
City Girls. Like, had we not gone into quarantine, I mean, well, Miss Mams probably wasn't going to go on tour anyways, but it would have been Sweetener Tour. No, because Sweetener Tour happened. I just made that up.
It did happen. And I want to talk about there. Sweetener Tour. For a second.
No. Let's actually talk about Sweetener Tour, because I just remembered how much I hated it.
I actually hated it. It was my first Ariana Grande tour. It was fucking disappointing. I went last minute. I snatched my boyfriend Garrick up. I was like, yo, it's like a random night in December. I'm gonna get these Ariana Grande tickets. We're gonna go tonight. He was like, I mean, if I must. He didn't want to. He was right. It was not good. Baby, you need a whole new team. Literally an entire new team. You need a new set designer. You need a new choreographer. You need a new costume designer. You need a new arranger for your music. I don't even know who the fuck does that. Music arranger. You need everything but your vocals needs work.
It was bad. I've been to, so like Dangerous Woman, I think Dangerous Woman was also the best tour also because she performed Whitney Houston, I Have Everything, or I Have Nothing.
She did?
She performed that, and that was like my favorite cover of hers. I don't know what made her perform it, but she performed that live. It was it was life-changing, not even joking.
Can I find that online?
Yes, look up like Ariana Grande, I Have Nothing. I think it was The Forum.
Yeah.
And then she brought out like Justin Bieber. Like she's done so many things on her tours, but it's just been like way more organized. But I think the problem with Sweetener Tour was that she had two albums to perform because she had Sweetener and Thank You Next. And then not only that, she was also performing songs from her entire discography. So every song had half-ass effort. And I was like, this is weird. Like she performed like an hour-long medley and it was just a hot mess. She's never done anything like that.
It was a mess.
It was a mess.
Okay, so that was not usual because I was turned off. I was like, I'm not going to another fucking Ariana Grande show.
That's why I prefer, and I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but I'm like an avid Coachella girl. That's why I prefer to see certain artists at Coachella, because Coachella, with tours, it's like they get burnt out. They're doing all these shows back to back. Coachella is two shows out of the month, and usually they go hard at Coachella. Like, artists go hard. Like, there's been so many artists that I would have never listened to before until I saw them live, and I was like, okay, wait. Like, Billie Eilish. Like, I had like one, two songs from Billie Eilish, but when I saw Billie at Coachella, I'm sorry, unpopular opinion, cancel me if you want, but I'm sorry, but I feel like Billie vocally went harder than Doja. I'm sorry.
I mean, duh.
What?
Of course.
Doja had 50 million changes. She was barely on stage. Billie went hard for a whole hour and a half straight.
Are you talking about in general?
I'm talking about this last Coachella. Like, this very last Coachella. Like, Doja had 50 million one outfit changes. Like, every time it turned around, Doja was backstage changing. Billie went hard for a whole hour and a half straight. No intermissions. Oh, maybe a few, like drink some water or something. Billie came harder than Doja did. I'm sorry. And I'm just talking about Coachella. I'm not talking about it in general.
I mean, I wasn't there, so I can respect that opinion because of performance. I thought you were talking about in general. But I would never deny Billie Eilish's vocal ability is very underrated. People it's sleep on it.
A lot of Billie's music starts off very slow. So I'm the type where you got to give me in the first like 30 seconds. And if you don't like Happier Than Ever, it's not like until like 2 minutes in until that song picks up. So when I first heard that song, I was like, okay, no, like you lost me. And then I was like, okay, let me listen to this. 100%. You know, and then I was like, oh, okay, I can get by with this. But no, it's just her thing. Like a lot of her music starts off like really slow. Drake is kind of like that too. Like his music will start off one way and then you hit the bridge and it's like, it just does a whole 180. A lot of her music just starts off just too fucking slow.
That's fair. William Eyelash, the girls really be sleep on Wait, William
isn't
Eyelash.
Isn't her middle name William?
No.
Her middle name is like something crazy.
It's something weird. It is something weird, but I don't remember what it is. But I mean, her whole Billie Eilish is kind of an odd name to me in general. And her middle name is something weird too. But no, I call her William because I know some people nickname Bill for William. Like if your name is William, they'll call you Bill or Billy. And so I call her William. William Eyelash. She's underrated vocally. I do think that she could hold a match to Ariana vocally.
Is it?
I do. I said, don't know. Yeah. Billy gonna give it to you.
I'm sorry.
She sounds like a fucking angel. I'm sorry. All right. Billy has an angelic quality to her voice that be taking me up out of my soul.
Okay? I don't know. She hasn't, her music isn't different enough. Like, you just can't really compare the two. Like, they're just in two different, no,
they're
two different
not comfortable.
Zones.
Just vocal. Just vocals. Just the vocals. That's it. Just the vocals.
I don't know.
No. I will say, Billy can't do everything that Ariana can do, but Ariana can do everything that Billy can do. For sure. Just something about the quality of Billie's voice.
Ariana Grande could do Ocean Eyes, but could Billie Eilish do Honeymoon Avenue? Be fucking for real.
No.
Thank you.
No, she couldn't. No, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But something in that voice.
Right.
It sounds crazy. It's like not human. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What, it sounds like an angel.
Billie's that girl. When I first heard her music, I became like a literal overnight stan. And I was like, anything that this girl has ever released, I needed in my library. And I had her entire discography memorized within like a week. Like, no joke. She had me hooked. She lost me when she started switching up. But I respect artists' growth. I just won't be there with you for that growth.
Me too.
So I enjoy the old tunes and I root for her from afar. That's all we could do.
Same. That's all I'm going to do with Miss William. Yeah.
Her name is Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell. Damn. Whoa, what the hell? It's real.
That can't be real. I'm just having a hard time understanding that that's real.
You know what? And I love you for that, Billy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, will Billie Eilish, actually, this, I was going to say, will she beat the allegations?
Oh, I also have specific thoughts on Billie. Okay, I just want to point out before, you know what? People be trying to play me on the internet. Here's something that y'all need to know about me. My friends refer to me as Dr. Umar Holmes because of how left I can get with this pro-black shit sometimes. Let's start there. Okay. I feel that William is just a child of the internet. Like, I'm like, I don't know. She fucking grew up with Soulja Boy. She got this big ass shirt on. Like, I don't feel like hers is that deep. I don't feel like there's any, like how I said, Kim uses black outrage to kind of push her fucking shit forward. And she's always done that. Billie just seems like she's just doing Billie. And while that sometimes can be offensive to some people, I don't think that she at all has any indication of what it is that, like, why it might be offensive.
I kind of get that. I didn't have any concrete opinion on it before this conversation, but I can side with that.
She's also a kid. Like, I'm like, she's literally, what, 18?
No, isn't 19, she, like, something? Grown now?
Is she 20? Oh. I don't know. I don't know. She might be 20 now. She's not older than 21. She's definitely not older than 21. But, like, she's been in Spotlight for, like, the last 5 years. That's, like, 16 when she first came out, 14, 15, 16 when she first came out. She's just mad young. Like, we just be doing a lot. It just be a lot going on. Everything is not always that deep. Some stuff is that deep, but not everything all the time. But that's it. That's my spiel about William. I don't think I have anything else about Ariana. Do y'all have any other Ariana thoughts that y'all want to...
I'm trying to think, because I definitely always do. oh, well, you know what? Let me just say this. Ariana Grande, if you're listening to this, you're not a makeup mogul, okay? Ooh. You used to be a pop star, okay? And let me really just say this. When Rihanna started Fenty Beauty and she quit music, she at least gave us anti. Baby, you gave us Positions and decided to start releasing makeup.
But Positions did carry Quarantine 2020, though. Like,
be fucking for real.
Hell yeah, Positions gives.
Be fucking for real. Positions does give. 100%. We got Nasty. We got Off the Table. We got POV. She did not play on Positions, but... just be fucking for real. Like, you lip gloss, lipstick, get in the studio.
What the fuck is lip gloss, lipstick?
Like, I'm talking about she releasing, what is she that? Releasing lip glosses.
Oh, makeup.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't even associate. Nobody want that shit. And think about it this way. Have you ever heard somebody say, I love Ariana Grande's makeup?
No.
Nobody has ever
said that. She has a makeup line. But has anybody ever said, I love the makeup that's on her face? Nobody's even said that.
People like, have nobody's been chasing been like, oh, yeah, Rihanna's no. beauty secrets from head to the top of her head to the tip of her toe. Since she's hit the scene, people have wanted to know what Rihanna smells like, what Rihanna eats, what Rihanna puts on her face, what Rihanna puts on her hair, what Rihanna wears, everything to do with Rihanna.
Yes.
Nobody in the hit. Like, she would have been better off releasing a line of synthetic ponytails.
Connect a line?
Like... And I'm so serious. She actually would have been better. Like, her hair has always been a topic of discussion. She would have been better off releasing wigs, extensions, ponytails. Nobody in the history of life. If anything, she's been made fun of for her makeup because it's god awful.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like it was a right idea, wrong timing. Yeah. I feel like if she would have did that in like 16 when like makeup collabs were like at their prime.
And then it's like, because, okay, maybe we can say Selena Gomez, for example. I don't think that she's necessarily been looked at as a beauty guru. But when she came out with Rare Beauty, it spoke for itself. Rare Beauty, fire. Mm-hmm. Products, fire. Mm-hmm. She put her money where her mouth was. And she was like, I don't care what y'all say about me releasing a makeup line. The products, and they did. They spoke for itself. Everybody put up and shut up when it came to Rare Beauty. Yeah, R.E.M. Beauty came out and people were like, it literally lowered the expectations that I didn't even have. Like, You released bad makeup on top of that. And it's just like...
Why did your fave do that? But okay, why you didn't tell her not to do that?
She's embarrassing me. Like, she's embarrassing me. That's really what I have to say, is that you're not a makeup mogul. You're not. And maybe, and I hope, and I actually hope that I eat my words one day. I hope that REM Beauty gets it together and I'm able to enjoy the products and I'm able to enjoy at least some type of consumption from the makings of Ariana Grande Incorporated. But for now.
Yeah. Don't you like the perfume? I thought you liked the perfume. Do you?
Speaking of that, we didn't mention that. Her perfume. I'm sorry. Her perfumes. I can get into that. She, oh, I can get behind that.
Her whole coochie in that perfume because I got them all. Yeah. I'll be going to Ross and buying them whenever I see them.
She got more than one?
She has like five. No, she has like five.
The only one I know is the one with that cloud. Mm-hmm. The blue one with the
cloud.
And
then she has the puffs. There's the one with the puff. There's like three with puffs.
Well, I'll let y'all in on a secret. Go to Ross and get that shit for like $20 and don't buy that shit from Ulta.
And then she released God is a Woman. This is God is a Woman. And then she has Cloud. And I don't have the ones with the puffs though, but there's like three.
Yeah, $20. $20 at Ross and DD's. Don't say I never put y'all on or nothing. And it's the actual perfume, not the mist. Yeah, so let me tell you,
DD's discount.
Go get it there.
Wow, I forgot about DD's. I do be in Ross. I forgot about DD's. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go see about Cloud because I keep hearing about Cloud a lot.
That's where I got it from. And they still sell it at Ulta, and it's like damn near like double the price.
Oh, 100%, 100%. You know what? What about Ariana's sons? She only has one son that I
who's
can
her
think
son.
Of off the
top
of my head. Do y'all know who I'm about to say?
Let me think.
I feel like Folica, you might guess it.
No,
she has two sons. One of them, I don't remember their name, but my friend just sent me a song that was like, this is Ariana Grande.
Who?
I don't know who the fuck this is, but this is Ariana Grande. Let me find it. I'll find it. But her second son, the son that I know, is Madison Beard.
Oh, that's an Ariana Grande. But not too much, though. But not too much. That's a son.
No, Madison's great. I love it.
I saw Madison live. I love Madison Beard. Like, I genuinely love her music, but that she's, yeah, 100%, 1,000%. And it's, yeah, she's actually a really good performer. She really is. And she can hold a tune live. Yeah.
I'm shocked that she's, like, a really
good
performer.
She's gone viral in the past for, like, not so good live performances, but I think she took the criticism and she just gets a lot of unnecessary hate, but, like, I think she took it and she put, you know, the effort to like improve, and she was really good. She held her notes. She hit every note. Okay. She didn't. I don't know what it's called when you kind of like pussy out on a note, but she didn't do that to like any of her songs.
Yeah. She didn't break or anything like that. She
I
did
was
what
shocked.
She needed to do. I like that. Okay, I found the other son. Her name is Karen Hardy. Never heard of this girl, but she has a song called "Stole My Man." When I tell you, it sounds exactly like Ariana.
If it comes
Grande,
from TikTok, like, there's so many of her songs on TikTok. Like these small artists.
I don't even know if it came from TikTok.
Because that's a thing. But Madison Beer is the only like mainstream-ish artist that is definitely a son.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande has really, she's taken the time to really evolve her own personal sound. Because let's not forget, Ariana Grande was Mariah Carey's son. Let's
she
not
was.
Pretend.
Oh, my. Absolutely. She wasn't even trying to pretend.
Like, she was blatantly a son, like, covering her songs on YouTube, stole her whole, like, Ariana Grande came on the scene, like when Nicki Minaj came on the scene for Lil' Kim. Like, that was, it was like a direct.
She did. Because
even Mariah Carey was like, I'm not
she
even
going
to look in that girl's direction, because that's weird. So.
She did. Do you remember when she came on YouTube under the name Ozna Pizzari?
Oh, no,
and she was doing all the
Pizzari, babe. It was Oh Snap Pizzari. Yeah. In my head, I used to say Oh Snap Pizzari. So
I thought it was Ozna Pizzari. I literally thought it was Ozna Pizzari.
Ozna?
Oh, it's Oh Snap Pizzari.
It's Oh Snap Pizzari.
I'm embarrassed.
As you should be, babes. As you should be.
I'm embarrassed.
I said, what?
Ozna Pizzari. Oh, snap. It's Ari. Wow. I can't believe I literally never got there. That's crazy. Anyway, she was really doing covers. She was really doing pure Mariah Carey. That was it. Her whole YouTube channel was just Mariah covers. And I was watching her at that time and I was like, she's not that good. She wasn't like, she was pushing too hard. It wasn't natural.
The one thing I will say is that with her vocal ability, Ariana Grande lacks soul. And I think that's something, like, she doesn't have soul in her voice. Some of her songs are very emotional and she can hit the notes, but she wouldn't hit it like how Whitney Houston would have soul behind it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and I think that's just something that you, it's either you have it or you don't. And I think that because she just doesn't have soul, a lot of her songs get dismissed. Like, for example, POV is a very deeply emotional song.
It makes me cry. I literally cried listening to that for the first time. I was like, what the fuck? This smacked me.
To me, POV should be a classic, but she didn't have the soul to give the song what it should have been given.
Okay, that's super fair.
Yeah, and I think that about a lot of her songs. Like, I'm like, I just wish she had some soul to
you. That's fair.
And I think that's why she didn't hit as a Mariah Carey son. I think that's why she didn't hit, because it was like, okay, you're hitting the notes, but the soul's missing.
That's very fair. And you know what? I think, remember when the Beyonce version of R.E.M. leaked?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, oh, Beyonce
and then
was
she
better.
Wasn't.
Ari's version was not that good. It wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't. And I think that's because Beyonce has too much soul for that particular song. That song sounds like a cloud and light and bouncy. And so Ariana's voice suits it well because that's what her voice is like. And Beyonce's voice is much heavier, more resonant, more soulful, just like all of those things. I'm like, it just wasn't suited for a song like that. Now, is Beyonce a better vocalist? I would say yes, personally.
1,000%.
But you know, that's just me.
Yeah,
that's
no.
just me. Right. That's just me, but not every song, you know, but not every song is for every artist. And that's okay. I'm not going to pretend like Beyonce's version was better just because it's Beyonce.
I wouldn't want to hear Ariana Grande sing like Love on Top. Like, I would not want to hear her sing that. So it's like, I would prefer, you would want to hear, I don't think, Baby, It's You. I don't think that Ariana Grande.
I think she could give that. I do. I think she could do that. I think she's one of very few people who could do Love on Top.
Dang.
Very few people. Because we've seen Jessie J try to do it. We've seen multiple girls try to do it. They don't fucking give. That's a really hard song.
I think that when Beyonce sang Love on Top, that came from like deep in her chest. I personally didn't think that Ariana Grande had that.
It did. The first time I saw Beyonce do Love on Top was like at that award show. I think
when
it was
she
like
announced
the BET
Blue.
Awards. Nope, it was the MTV Awards. And she announced Blue. And I remember being like, she doesn't have another octave. She doesn't have another octave. She doesn't have another octave. And she had another one every single fucking time. I think I started crying in that too, because I was like, I literally can't believe what my body was uncomfortable. It was like, what the fuck is happening? How is this happening?
It's
not human.
Scary. It's one of those songs that you're like, you can sing along. You know, when you're alone and you're like hitting notes, it's one of those songs that even when you're alone, you're like, I need to shut up. Like, I actually need to let her sing it because I've ran out of power.
Let me let her do it. Right.
Like, she defied like vocal. She defied everything.
She did.
She defied what humans are capable
she
of.
Really
she
really did.
Sang that song. And I just don't think Ariana Grande has that. I think she would have stopped halfway.
That's fair. I don't think she has the soul to carry it like Beyonce has it. Like, I do think that is a song that kind of requires some like gutturalness to your voice, like a little bit more of like to it. And Ariana doesn't have that, but I do think that she could hit those notes. I think the notes would be reached, but I just don't think it would be as
wouldn't mean as much. It wouldn't
tasty.
Mean as much.
Right. It wouldn't be as flavorful as tasty. It wouldn't give like Beyonce gave it for sure.
But for R.E.M. R.E.M., she was good for that.
She was really good for that. It didn't require it at all. It's a light, airy, dreamy sounding song. And
she
gave
made
exactly
it her own.
Speaking for it. And I appreciate her for that. She did. And people said that she copied Beyonce in that too. They were like, I'm like, the cadence is different.
No.
She didn't, actually. Yeah, it'd be a lot. Speaking of, are y'all excited for this Beyonce album? Side note. This is before it comes out, y'all. So this is just us. This we talking about this without having heard. All we heard is the lead single.
I mean, I'm going to give it a chance. I am going to give it a chance. I always give Beyonce
Same.
A chance.
I'm going to tune
always
in.
Give her a chance. I'll tune in. Yeah. What I'll say.
Tonight at 9 p.m. I will tune in. It comes on tonight. It comes out tonight. This is when this is being recorded, y'all. It comes out at 9 p.m. at 12 p.m.
Eastern. Oh. Yeah, I'll always give Beyonce albums a chance. The only thing is that I'm a Beyonce fan in the sense that I can recognize the dramaticness of how much of an icon she is, but I'm not really tuned in to Beyonce's life and stuff. So when she releases an album, I know that I'll eventually listen to it, but I'm not like freaking out
jumping, shaking. Like, I'm just not. But I know at the end of the day, Beyonce is a legend and I'm going to listen regardless. And I will never get on this internet and diss Beyonce or discredit her ever in my life. But I just won't jump when she releases an album. There's really a few artists I'm going to be tuned in at that very minute. And Beyonce is just not one of them.
That's fair. I will listen when it drops, but mostly that's just because I don't want to be tainted by the internet's perception of it. So I like to get ahead of whatever the internet is saying.
Right.
And listen when it drops. But I can't. Yeah, I'm going to listen. I'm going to give it a chance. I'm not a house music girly, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a chance.
Because I'll be sleeping at like 9 p.m. But I'll listen to it on my way to work tomorrow.
That's fair. You be up early, too. You be up early as hell, Toyin.
So I'll be up. I like.
Toyin responded to my fucking message at 5 a.m. this morning. I was like,
what? Yeah.
Why is the sun out? There's that. Okay, I think that's it. Y'all, can y'all tell the people where they can find you? And also any projects. If you have any projects you want to promote, if you have anything going on, where they can find you, all that stuff.
If you want to find me, GPS your nigga.
You need to leave. Get out.
You need to leave. just find your man and that's where I'm at. But you can follow me at F0LAKE on everything. Period.
Ooh, period. On you can find everything. Me at TOY.IN.
Period.
Okay, cool. And y'all know where you can find me. You can find me at BPLP Pod across all platforms. If you want to follow my personal socials, you can find me at Sequoia B. Holmes. You can figure out how to spell it yourself. And if you would like to cyberbully me, send me hate mail, or love me, send me topics that you would like me to cover. Just tell me how much you like my voice, how sultry it sounds, and all those types of things. You can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com or send me a DM or send me a tweet, you know. All those things, that would be great. Also, you know, rate us on Apple Podcasts, like I said before. Actually, write a review, though, y'all. That would be great. I would love that. And that's it for this episode. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.